All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to my podcast series. Welcome to the Winner's Circle. Tonight, I will be speaking with Jerron McNeil, who's based out in Philly. And we'll just be talking a little bit about his entrepreneur journey. He's also an author and empowerment speaker, and he's very young. He's in his early 20s. So, hi, Jerron. Thank you for being on this episode.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor being here. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So me and Jerron, we met through Big Adre, and if you guys listen to past episodes, you'll know that I also had an episode with Big Adre a couple months ago. He's pretty known for his conscious hip hop, conscious rap lyrics, just all about the well-being of our Black people, our Black children, and Black family. And we were doing a panel with him, and that's how I was able to meet Jerron. And we just kind of stay connected through social media. So, Jerron, can you just introduce yourself a little bit and just talk about kind of how you got your start? I mean, you're pretty young in your early 20s, and you're an entrepreneur, you're an author, you're an empowerment speaker. Do you want to just touch on how you kind of decided that's the way you wanted to go in your journey and just kind of how that started?
Absolutely. So, like Tamika was saying, I'm a 21-year-old entrepreneur, author, and empowerment speaker, and I'm also the creator of Outcast to Alpha. And Outcast to Alpha represents growth. So we help people to see the value within themselves. We help them acknowledge that God always has their back, being a blessing to a blessing in giving, and expressing going from one level to the next. I went through bullying, depression, suicidal thoughts, and negative thought patterns. And now today, I'm using my voice to uplift and inspire thousands of people. I'm using my voice to one day inspire over 1 million people. And I only could do this right now through the grace and the strength of God. And I talk about the word of God a lot. I just talk about if you focus on what you can do and not focus on what you can't do, you will absolutely get through any challenge that is facing you in your life. No challenge is greater than yourself. So continue to believe, continue to keep going, and continue to push forward. That's the message that I'm striving to many people throughout life. And every single day, I'm doing that, even through my Instagrams and social media. We're doing it every single day, spreading love and positivity. And shout out to
So
Drake too. That
yeah.
Drake definitely a plug for us meeting.
Yeah. And so growing up in Philly, how do you think that has impacted your work? Just from experiences and just that you grew up in, do you think that played a role in the work that you put out now and your mindset that you have now and all of that?
So yeah, growing up in Philly, I think like it impacted me to know the what needs to be fixed and how we need to even come together. You know, just growing up in Philly, I don't I really had my life hasn't really been too hard, only just struggles within myself. Maybe it might be insecurities or whatnot, but just understanding like the environmental struggles that can happen, maybe it may be poverty or just racial injustice, or just even drugs and gun violence. Just knowing that this, it helped me to just want to be able to know like people need my help even more. And you know, you never know who life you can change with the stuff that you put out and the voice that you have to stand up and to believe in what's right, to show people another way to life, to show people another way on being able to grow and develop their lives. Because like even people in my neighborhood, through Philly, even people in my neighborhood just used to like just regrets that even they have, and that they tell me to just continue to focus on school and continue to just keep going and be who you are. So I think it has a great relation to do with my work, just to knowing that, you know, don't make no regrets, give your life your all, and there's someone out there that's looking forward to your help, and people need our help.
That's deep because you had said a piece there that you heard regrets from older people. And a lot of times you hear the same thing from older people. And, you know, you're like, okay, I'm not going to turn out like them, or I'm going to do things differently. And sometimes it winds up happening is some people wind up kind of turning out the same way. You know what I mean? Not really going after their dreams or working hard towards their goals and kind of getting comfortable and set in life. But it's good that you had that wisdom, but you took it and you really applied it. Like, okay, let me not do the same thing. Let me do something different to stand out and make a difference and make a change. And I think that's important. And I think for you to realize something like that at a young age is just amazing. I mean, when you speak to anybody in their early 20s, a lot of them are interested in, you know, being entrepreneurs, their own business and these kind of things. But very rarely do you hear about them talking about wanting to impact lives or change lives in a meaningful way, outside of just the money and the other forms of success that people are used to getting, those gratifications. So it's very mature as well. Do you feel like, you know, when you started out on this, like, let's say, for instance, you have many, many titles, many things that you're working on and towards. Do you feel like as an author, did you feel like that was a little bit easier to kind of pursue versus an entrepreneur or versus a speaker? Or do you feel like they all kind of went hand in hand and they all kind of closely wove?
I think it was easier for me to become a speaker because I really always had the voice, had the voice. Just at one point when I was younger, I didn't use it publicly. And sometimes I didn't stand up for certain things, which I knew that didn't just seem right, especially if someone would criticize or bully someone. Sometimes I didn't stand up in that manner. I used to be shy. I used to be timid. Right. And I used to be insecure, sometimes just nervous and just doubtful on really the capabilities that I have. But I always have vision. Mm-hmm. I will say this. God always blessed me with vision because I remember when I was 10 years old and just saying to myself, like, I wonder what I would be like when I'm in my 20s, when I'm 21, when I'm like over 20 years old. And, you know, like, I'm 21 right now. Mm-hmm. You know, God is so amazing. I always was able to have the vision and that faith. And, like, it's like God was speaking to me and God had angels speak to me saying, you know, everything's going to be all right. And I felt that during those times when I had those visions of me speaking in groups of people, actually in areas where, like, in classes, I could really imagine. It's so clear. Like, I'm actually in areas and in classes, like circles where I'm, like, standing up and talking to them. Right. Or I'm either on a stage before I'm actually on the stage. And I'm only 10 years old thinking about this. So I don't know how I got those beliefs like that at a young age. But sometimes when, like, God, like, it's like God understanding. It's way beyond my own understanding when God blesses you like that.
Right. So exactly. Well, some, you know, all you need is a vision, whether you're old enough to understand it or not. Once you have that vision in your subconscious, you know, you're automatically going towards that. You know what I mean? And I think for you to have that, what do you feel is your greatest accomplishment to date? Or, like, what is the thing that you're most proud of that you've accomplished so far in life?
I think one of the greatest things I've accomplished so far is that hurdle of not standing up for myself. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things I've accomplished. I'd say one of the greatest things because it really helped liberate me. It really helped me to keep going and just knowing that I do have work to give and just, again, overcoming those times when I had suicidal thoughts and just the moments when I was depressed about what I couldn't do or just thinking that I wasn't enough or thinking that, you know, I'm letting myself down a lot of time or, you know, I could be letting other people down.
Right.
Just having those moments of just insecurity. I feel like those are one of my greatest accomplishments.
Mm-hmm. And overcoming that.
and speaking, yeah, and just speaking, just being able to just speak and share my voice is really a great accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's awesome. Yeah, not a lot of people are able to see those, like overcoming those mental or those emotional blockages as an accomplishment. A lot of people associate accomplishments with things you can touch, you know, with your senses. You can touch it, you can see it, you can feel it, kind of thing, a physical object. But it's great mm-hmm. that you're able to distinguish and know that this also, overcoming a hurdle like that is an accomplishment in itself. And once you overcame that, you kind of were like endless and unstoppable and able to kind of just go from there. What were some of the challenges that you faced on your journey when it came to writing some of your books? I think you have 3 books out now. Is it 3 or 2?
I'm definitely going to have 3.
Okay. I feel, but you have sure. 2. Yeah. I feel like I've seen more than one.
definitely going to have 3 books though, for sure. Yep. Yep, absolutely. I have audiobooks and ebooks with those physical copy books.
Okay.
So, it's on my website. Definitely feel free to check it out, y'all. And the greatest challenges that, like, some of the challenges that I faced on my journey, especially with writing my book, is just being consistent.
Right.
Being consistent. A lot of times I lack consistency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I lack consistency, working on something every single day. Like, as far as the book to get accomplished. So when it was just an idea at first and only a title, and I did like write it down on a piece of paper at first, but I needed more, like, to publish it through online to have the actual book. Right. So what I did was I just continued to put it on hold and just keep it in my mind, mm-hmm. and just continue to master and speaking.
Okay.
And, you know, eventually other things that I want to do will fall in its place. So right. I did that continuously. So I just mainly just stay consistent to master one mm-hmm. thing. And then when I meet more people, and then when I grow, when I develop that consistency and discipline in one right. thing, I can transfer it to the next.
Right.
So that's when, like, I met certain people who were authors as well. Shout out to them as well. And, you know, I have met some mentors. Mm-hmm. And they helped me write a book. And so I just went through there. One of the things that, again, that helped me is consistency and asking for help.
Okay. Okay. Note to self for me, and then hopefully anyone else who's listening. Definitely something that I'm taking right now. And
consistent on that one thing, and like master that out, and then
right, right. Okay.
Because I was still developing my life, even though I didn't have a book at the time. I was speaking. That was one thing I was still growing right. at and overcoming hurdles. And that was consistency. So do that, and then the next, and just keep going.
Okay. And now, what are the names of your 2 books that you have out?
So the names are Alex the Persevering Outcast, the Alpha Male, and the other one is God, You Are Healing.
Okay. Okay, good. And so the Outcast to Alpha, that book is about, what is that book basically about?
That book is about my story of dealing with bullying, depression, suicidal thoughts, and insecurities, mm-hmm. and just helping people focus on what they can do and not focus on what they can't do. It's basically about just helping us realize that the value we truly have is, and not doubting it, and always realizing that you're enough, and that you're an empowering spirit of kindness, right. of joy, and that you are capable of doing things that's on your heart and spirit to do. The purpose that dwelleth within you, you can make happen, and it's possible. You just got to continue to put yourself out there, be relentless, and continue to strive through that challenge, because life is showing you how much you can take, and those challenges are only made to build you up.
Right.
And see it as that. See it as growth, and growth is beneficial and not detrimental. So growth, see growth in every single opportunity. And when you decide to see growth in every single opportunity, you will continue to be blessed in life, and you will continue to be strengthened and guided in life.
I can definitely attest to that and affirm that. Yeah, just personally speaking, some different things that I've experienced in my life, and definitely were some uncomfortable situations, but it pretty much, whether I was ready to or not, forces you to tap into some areas of yourself, and at the same time you're growing. And once you do get over that hump, or you acquire that growth, like, you kind of unlock your next lesson, in a sense, you know, you kind of get your keys to unlock the next thing. You kind of can make more moves forward. You feel more confident. You feel a little bit stronger, more secure, and more sure. So yeah, that definitely, everything you just said was absolutely true. And what was the name of the second book now that you had? And what was that about, that book about?
So the second book is God, You Are Healing. Mm-hmm. And I created that during the pandemic, mm-hmm. through the pandemic, interestingly. And that is about just having gratitude and being thankful for what you can do through the struggles and adverse moments.
Right, right. How you can kind of flip that situation.
Yes, mm-hmm. and that has so much affirmations to continue to push us through these times of lockdown, isolation, mm-hmm. or if you're feeling alone, you know, that's what that book is for. Just continue to just help you to push through.
Right.
And have gratitude as your motivation.
Right. Definitely. Yeah, I've done that before. Like, in the past, I've challenged myself. Like, if I've ever felt down or overwhelmed, or it was just, you know, sometimes you have these moments in life where things are coming at you, like, from the left, from the right, top, bottom, front and center. Like, you know, just everywhere you turn, there's just a challenge. And it really is. It's not a simple or easy task to remain grateful or have an attitude of gratitude during that time. However, it does take a certain level of discipline. But once you have that gratitude and you're consistent with that gratitude, you'll see that you can just change the whole outcome of a situation. Okay, I'll have to check those books out. That sounds really interesting, both of them. And you said they're also ebooks as well?
Yes, there's also ebooks, mm-hmm. and there's an audiobook for God, mm-hmm. You Are Healing.
Okay. And I'm just curious, so now, as you said you had mentors to help you with these books and get them out there, when you were presenting your ideas to these mentors or people who helped you, or, you know, anybody who worked on these projects with you, how were you received, being that you are a young Black male? You know, was it like open arms, like, I'm going to help you? Or were you kind of put with some difficult people that were kind of hard to work with, where you felt like you had to prove yourself? Like, how was just that experience overall?
That's a great question. You know, being a young Black male, 21, mm-hmm. Especially in America too, and even just throughout the world, you know, there's just some disadvantages, and, you know, it's clear as day, you know, there really are some disadvantages, and unfortunately racism does still exist. Mm-hmm. I haven't had any experience, however, though, with like racism as far as like promoting my stuff. Mm-hmm. I haven't had any direct, at least any direct experience like that, but I know people who've been through those situations, and I have empathy. And, you know, that's why I do what I do, because I want to show people and let them know, like, if those, since those stuff are still happening, we are not going to let that stop us from still owing it to ourselves and not letting what civil rights leaders and people that came before us who fought and died for what we can do today go into vain.
Right.
And so when I think about that, I carry that energy from my ancestors. I carry that energy from people who just went before me. I carry mm-hmm. that energy for just knowing that these are one of the easiest times for us to continue to grow and develop. Right. Yes, sometimes it's hard, but it was even harder back then for Black people.
Oh, tell me about it. I can't imagine.
Yeah. So, and they're tough, and they're beyond strong. It, like, it's wild. It like really inspires me to just continue to just know, and I take it serious, and taking it serious, like this is something that's needed, and you know, I can't take this life for granted. So
right,
just navigating through everything as a young Black male. I don't like complaining, so I don't want to say it's been difficult.
Right.
But I know, like, I have to work twice as hard.
Right, right.
Not only because who I am.
Right.
But because the dream is on me. Like, if I don't do it, it won't get done.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, everybody has their piece that they'll contribute to society, or they'll contribute to their people, you know, to their kind. And it is true what you're saying, you know. Our ancestors before us, they had next to nothing, but somehow they endured and they overcame so much. And so when you look at what they had and you look at what we have, it's still like, okay, there's no way we can't not get this done. You know what I mean? And you always want to tap in and just, like you said, it is something that is inspiring when you always think of it in that perspective. And also, too, like, just thinking down the line, like, for your lineage and, you know, your descendants, like, you want them to look back and be like, hey, this is what my ancestor did or accomplished. You know what I mean? Something that they can be proud of. And I think that's something that I think a lot of people in our community are waking up to that now, which is great. So I think we'll be great.
I want to say too on that, it's absolutely true, because I know a lot of people who are looking, shout out to them, a lot of people who do look like me, like, help me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they help me a lot, and I don't want to make this just a race thing as well, but a lot of them have helped me the most, like people who not only come from where I come from, but mm-hmm. like just people who look like me, who are Black, and you know, they can understand just the work that I'm putting in. And not to say that other white people didn't help me before in life, but a lot more Black people have helped me. And you know, I'm grateful that, you know, we're waking up to just uplift with each other, to uplift ourselves in that manner, and just continue to just know that the power is within ourselves. So when we do that and seek that, we'll continue to build each other up who may not have that help like they need.
Right. Exactly. And it's all kind of giving back. I always view it as somewhat in a cycle, in a sense. So like one person, they get the knowledge, they get the wisdom, they get the experience, all the action pieces associated with it. And they kind of mold it and shape it to transform their life and to be successful and to progress. But then at the same time, as they're doing that, they're reaching back and they're making a conscious effort to help the next one in line. You know what I'm saying? And it just kind of continues that way and continues that way. So what winds up happening that we're all just elevating each other. You know, we're all doing it individually, but at the same time, we're all doing it collectively. So in terms of social media, now social media is playing a big role in people's businesses, and everybody has a voice on social media. Everybody's got something to say and something to show you and just something to grab your attention. Like, how do you feel social media has shaped your path to success? Like, has it made it easier for you to make connections with people? Do you feel like sometimes it might get a little overwhelming? Like, do you feel like if there wasn't social media, you'd be able to still kind of, like, do your thing? Like, I'm sure you would be able to, but do you feel like, you know, it would feel different, this whole experience?
I can attest and also say on behalf of other people as well, too,
mm-hmm.
social media is creating not only millionaires, but is creating leaders. Yeah. It is creating growth. Like, social media, I will say, is used in a positive way. And I'm going to talk about the positivity of the social media, because there can be some negative people on there. But here's the positive. Like, it helped me to grow and develop. And like if you, I remember making my first video, even, like, you could see just the nervousness or me hesitating on a few words, but I can just blast off. Now, right. even if I may stutter up on a couple of words, I still blast off though confidently. I still go. I just keep going without thinking that I'm slipping up or messing up. I just keep going.
Yeah.
And it's like the growth. I made a lot of growth. I made a lot of growth on social media, because it takes courage to do what is right, especially on social media. It takes courage to put yourself out there. It takes strength. It takes will. I think it really takes spirit to do it with good intent and with a pure heart and a sound mind, with good intent.
Right.
It takes that power, and you know you're growing through that. You're learning through that. You're developing through that. And so social media has shaped me and my success to be limitless.
Right.
Has shaped me to make my voice be heard. Has shaped me to continue to stand for what's right. And knowing that this is working out. And this is also not only working out for me, but it's working out for the good of our people.
Right.
Exactly. It's working out to help build the world and make the world a better place, and helping all people.
Right. Yeah, the
internet is helping a lot of people, yes.
Yeah, I completely agree. I was going to say, I do agree with you there with the social media. It does take courage and strength, because even though, you know, everybody is confident, everybody's got their confidence and their niche and things that they're good at, when it's time to get on camera, some people are just kind of more reserved and they don't want to. And it does kind of make you or force you dig a little bit deeper to get into that comfort zone where you don't mind being on camera. And I feel like too with social media, like once it's out there, it's out there. You know what I mean? It's almost like you can't take it back. So I agree with you there, definitely. Do you feel now the new app that's out? I just kind of was put onto it earlier in December, but Clubhouse, and I know you're on Clubhouse. How do you feel about Clubhouse? Like, do you feel that it's beneficial to you? How has it benefited you? And what kind of rooms are you leading in Clubhouse?
I think Clubhouse is really an excellent app.
I love it.
Yes, I met a lot of great people through it. It helped me with having more people to listen to my motivational videos and just know about my business. And know about what I'm doing and support what I'm doing. I think Clubhouse is very good for people to network and just have that direct access to talk with people. You know, I love Clubhouse so much. I would really go all day with this interview if I kept talking about Clubhouse. So I'm going to just cut it back.
I know what you mean.
If you're not on Clubhouse and you got an iPhone, make sure you get Clubhouse.
Once you're on it, it's very true. Like, once you're on it, you're hooked. But the conversations, especially depending what rooms you're in, are just so meaningful. And you're right. It's like the perfect networking tool, because you want to hear what everybody's saying. You're instantly just making connections, and it's not hopping in a DM and hoping somebody reads it. It's talking to somebody. You have the chance to talk to the person who's speaking, whoever you find interesting. But also saying like, hey, check your DM. I sent you something. And you're building a connection right there instantly. I've done a lot of networking on Clubhouse as well. And it was so funny because I didn't know you had Clubhouse until I was on Instagram and I seen you post. And I was like, oh, yes, I know he would definitely have Clubhouse. I haven't had the opportunity to sit in one of your chat rooms. So I know you lead a chat room. I think I've seen something pop up that you lead one once a week or a few times a week or something like that. But I can only imagine just, you know, the information you're providing for everybody who's listening and your panel of speakers and just, you know, all that good stuff that people want to hear. So how do you feel in terms of, you know, you being an entrepreneur, social, and, you know, just summing it up, like social media, whether it's IG, Facebook, not Instagram, Clubhouse or what have you. They're all like great tools to putting yourself out there and building your confidence and like, you know, promoting anything that you have going on. How does that experience differ from just having a website? So you have your social media, but you also have a website. How does it feel to have a website? Do you feel like you need a website or you feel like you don't need a website? Just what is that experience?
I think you can use a landing page more so, or website even. It's like something, especially if you're thinking about being cost efficient. Because a website can be expensive. It can be hundreds of dollars. I know for me, I paid definitely over $100 over $100. Some websites can be over like 300. Okay, I'm not even going to lie to you. I paid for my website like probably over $500 for like 2 years or like a year.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so I did that. I'm not even going to lie to you. Also, I'm not going to discourage you either. There's other ways to making it cost efficient. Like, you don't have to. I think you don't, like in the beginning, you don't need a website. Okay. In the beginning, like you can just continue to promote on Instagram and have another site that you're pulling yourself through, whatever it may be. If you're just doing like regular booking sessions, probably through Zoom. And you're charging people probably through Cash App or, and you're like, that's your way of admissions for people to get in. Then you can do it that way as far as speaking in the speaking industry. If you do like hair extensions, or if you got like a hair business, you can just have like simple outlets like that as a form of getting paid. And then you can use social media to just promote you, right? You may not need necessarily a website, unless if your like audience is like getting big and you want to add like different programs and different ways of people to connect you and having different setups for how you want your website to be. If you got programs and courses on there, then you can make websites that way, and you've been building up your audience to do that. Just you want to make sure that you always want to make sure that you make returns as you're doing that. And, you know, right now I'm doing my best to make returns. Sometimes I don't always make returns. I'll be honest. Sometimes I don't always make returns on what I put out. But it's also, it's just a process through it too. So I'm just being patient with the journey and just continue to do what I do. And, you know, just promote on Instagram, just giving free content still, and also having those things that people can pay for as well, that they feel like they would need.
That's awesome. And so now you just talked about getting returns, and that kind of ties in a little bit to giving back to the community. Are there things that you do in your local neighborhood in Philadelphia to give back to the community, whether it's young Black boys, young Black men? What do you do to give back for community service?
So I give to the homeless. I give to the homeless, and I gave to the homeless on my birthday as well. And anytime I go downtown and just see homeless people, and I have money on me to give, I'll give it to them. So that's what I do for giving back to communities. And let's see. There's an event coming up as well, and I know we're not closing out yet, but there's an event that I have that me and a few friends are building, and we're gonna give back in North Philly, and I also give back just with other people who have not-for-profit organizations and may need my help. I give back to them, and I gave back to other people on social media. But also be careful too, who you're giving to. You know, give with discernment, and look into people. You want to make sure that you don't get scammed, of course, with anything. Like if people say they'll use it to like help children in a program that they have, you know, use and pray, just pray on it. Do your research, and again, use discernment when you're giving people money. And, right. You know, I make sure, definitely. Like, as long as, you know, no one's using me as well. Because, you know, I have come across people like that, especially when I've given to someone. And, you know, they keep, I don't want to say bugging like I'm feeling annoyed or anything. But when they keep, like, when they keep begging you, or when they keep going at you, especially when you already given to them. You know, you give
That's happened
this
to me.
The example of is that, say that again?
Yeah, I was going to say that's actually happened to me. I've had people in my DM, you know, because they look at my page, whether it's my podcast page or my personal IG, and they like the vibe of the page, and they want to sell me, you know, some of their product because they want me to, you know, to take pictures in it and model it for them and things like that. But it is that consistent, like, or that, you know, just very persistent, I should say, following up, you know, like, what do you think? What do you think? When can you make a payment? Like, all these different things. And I'm like, oh my goodness. So that definitely is a turnoff. But that's a really big deal too. Like, when you are helping, especially monetary contributions or donations, like, just making sure you are using your discernment with who you're giving your money to.
Absolutely. Absolutely agree. And one more thing, too. One more thing on that. You have to, like, that's part of the cheerful, give with a cheerful heart, right? Well, check this out.
Right.
When I've given, and acknowledging that, wait a minute, I gave before, and I don't owe nobody nothing. And if I didn't, and if I felt like I didn't have to give again,
right?
Or I can use this to give somewhere else, then that's my decision. And that's between with me and God, for God to lead me the way and help in my heart it to always stay cheerful and giving.
Right.
When it's necessary to.
Right.
Because you don't want, again, you don't want people to use you. That's where you have to know, like, be a cheerful giver. Sometimes giving to certain situations isn't always good because people can leech off of you and take all your resource.
Right, and leave you nothing. Yeah.
And not to say you have an expectation on giving, but you got to watch out too as well. Make sure no one's using you.
Right. So now you're doing Clubhouse rooms, chat rooms, you're doing your IG videos, and, you know, what's next? Like, what are some upcoming projects? Do you have any upcoming speaking events?
Absolutely. So, yeah, I do have a summit that I'm doing in February. I think it's from February the 18th to 19th. Yes. And I have definitely got some Clubhouse rooms going on. Tomorrow we're doing a Clubhouse room at 3 p.m. Tomorrow's Friday. Wow.
Week flew by.
Tomorrow's Friday. We're doing a Clubhouse room at 3 p.m. Tamika, would love for you to be there as well, too. It's going to be Friday
I'm going to definitely try to be in there.
Yes, Friday motivation with the flaming emojis. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be lit. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be motivational. We're just talking about just continue to just have that energy to stay motivated and building success to your life. Got another one coming up on that Friday at 7 p.m. I'm going to listen in on. Then 4 p.m.
What's the summit? The summit that you're doing in part, well, the summit that you'll be speaking in, what is that about, that summit? For that one.
So that is about health and wellness. It's called the I have it right next to me. What's it called? Hold on. Let me see. I can't. Okay, so C3EB Summit. So the cause is just helping people to build health and wellness. One of my mentors, Dr. AJ had just send me that opportunity for it. Mm-hmm. And it's just about helping people to build health and wellness. And they got multiple summits. It's one happening in... Oh, I'm sorry, not February. I think it's in May. I gotta get the dates together again, but they're just having, okay, like, multiple three-day events happening, and it's just going to be a great experience.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I think people, too, will appreciate that, like, in person, especially after all these months of just being kind of separate, you know, because of the pandemic. I think people, when you have these in-person events, you know, obviously with social distancing and face masks and things like that, they'll really be more receiving of the information, and they'll really be more in tune for that. That sounds pretty cool. That sounds really, really cool. If you ever have any, like, because I'm here in Brooklyn, so if you ever have any other, like, Philly events, you know, things like that, I would love to help out, like, community service projects. I would love to help out with those kind of things as well. And so what is your social media? I feel like you've got a lot of different ones.
I do. Clubhouse. Let's start with the Clubhouse. Clubhouse. You can follow me at Clubhouse to stay updated with events. Hit that notification bell. And the way to stay connected to in Clubhouse, you got to be nominated. I have some invites, so if people need an invite to Clubhouse, let me know.
Right.
My number is in my bio as well, so just text that number, 267-636-3238. And also, that's the phone I use for people to get in contact with me and just to collab. So business inquiries, okay, you can use that phone number. Jerron McNeil is Clubhouse. Also, Jerron is phenomenal at Instagram, Jerron McNeil on YouTube, Jerron McNeil on LinkedIn, Jerron McNeil on Facebook.
Wow.
I think it's simple like that. Jerron McNeil. And Snapchat is Peace from Jerron. I want it to be simple and congruent so that everyone can stick to and find me easier.
Right. And they won't ever forget your name.
Yes.
And that's a good reason. So I have to ask now, with all of those, like, social medias and you using them in a purposeful way, you know what I mean? How do you stay consistent on them?
How do I stay consistent? That is a great question. I stay consistent.
That's a lot to juggle because I have Snapchat too. I have YouTube. My YouTube I don't really do too much with because it's more for like cooking and that kind of thing. So I haven't really done too much with it in a couple of months. But I have Snapchat that's for personal. But I log on there every once in a while and put stuff. And, you know, I have IG and Facebook that's personal. And then I have my podcast IG, which I do my podcast stuff. But I'm just curious, like, how do you stay consistent with all of that?
So I'm going past writing now. Like it's past the writing part. I just say, you know, I just make it urgent in my mind. It's a priority. Okay. Like, this has to get done. It has to get done.
Right.
I'm obsessed with it. Right. I have great energy for it. I really care about this. So you put that on the forefront of your mind. You'll get it done. So it's time for me because I struggle with this discipline. Say that again.
I said that's very true. If you put it on the forefront of your mind, you'll get it done.
Bro, you'll get it done. Yeah. It's that important to you. You'll get it done. I promise you. You'll get it done. You just got to keep working towards it. And that's what I did. I kept working towards it and just making it happen and posting the content. Going in motion. Right. Just going in motion of it. And I struggle with this discipline again, like I mentioned earlier, of being consistent. You know, even when you got that mentality and you're building your consistency, sometimes you may not be consistent because you're still building to be consistent. So, acknowledge that process. Acknowledge it. Still appreciate it. You're still growing and that discipline is still building up. So even with the mentality, you still can struggle with consistency. So always acknowledge that and embrace it. And just know that this is just only part of the growth. and I'm gonna get better the more that I do it. And the more that you do it, you get better at it. The more that I was sticking to knowing that my posts are making a difference and it is impacting somebody, and I just said, all right, let me just keep going. Let me see how far I can go. I stopped in what if this doesn't work, and I start using more what if this does work. Let me see how far I can go. Let me see the possibilities. Let me see the limitless opportunities I can make out of doing all of this. Collaborating with people, talking to people, posting on Instagram, making a plan on how I want my business to be structured. Let me see how far I can get with all of this. And I think that'll help you to stay consistent just by saying, what if something greater happens the more that I do this? And let me find out the blessings that are within me doing this. That is how, that's really what helped me stay consistent. Let me see what more out there is for me to do. I never wanted to stay stagnant. I stopped saying, you know, this is it. Sure, I'm grateful for how far I've came. I've done a lot. Still doing some more things. I'm grateful. That doesn't take away my gratitude.
Right.
But I'm, and no buts. I also want to see what's more out there for me, especially while I got time, especially while I'm living on this planet.
Right.
What else is there more for me to do?
Right, and there always is something.
Yes! So since time is going.
There always is.
Exactly. So since time is always moving forward, you might as well not use it.
Right. Move in the same direction. Just move forward as well. Yeah.
You might as well use it. It's going forward anyway.
Very true. I never looked at it like that, but now that you're saying that, like time going forward, it's like a connection. Like time is going forward, you should move forward as
go
well.
With the flow. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Well, all right, so we talked a little bit about everything else, your business and your books and just your speaking engagements and your experience as an empowerment speaker. I think we covered all of it, and it was a lot of great information that you dropped. And do you have anything else that you would like to add?
With all this being said, everyone, and I appreciate you so much, Tamika, for having me, just to share this information and just to pour into the podcast today. With all this being said, focus on what you can do and not focus on what you can't do. You're powerful. You're strong. Mm-hmm. Your opportunities are truly limitless. There's nothing in this world that should be able to stop you. Only you can stop you. Only you can block you from getting to the dreams and the goals you have in life. And what you desire in life, nothing else doesn't stop you. When we get rid of that illusion of, oh, I don't have enough money, or oh, I don't have enough resource, the resource and the power is already within you. The spiritual wealth is already within you.
Right. Yeah.
It's already within you. Keep working. Keep growing. And blessings will continue to manifest for your life. It just does. Focus on what you can do and not focus on what you can't do.
Right. Completely agree. Feed your focus. I definitely agree. All right. Well, thank you, Jaron, for being on this episode. And you guys, go follow him on all of his social media. You're guaranteed to just get some good energy and some good gems, some good knowledge, and, you know, things that are applicable to your life every day. I mean, just doing this episode with you, Jaron, and hopefully for everyone who's listening, it was also things that I also needed to hear that I took from this. You know what I mean? We can always grow. We're always students to life. We're always humble enough, and, you know, we have that humility, and, I definitely took some things out for myself personally. And I also hope the same way that whoever's listening to this, that they also take some things out from this episode as well, anything that they may need. And I hope that you got something from this as well, from just recording and sharing the knowledge that you have as well. But thank you for being on the episode. And everyone, thank you for tuning in. Be sure to follow him on Clubhouse if you're on Clubhouse. And be sure to follow him on his IG, his YouTube, his Snapchat. And, just take a listen to what he's got to say and go to his website and, check out the books. He's got actual physical books and he's got ebooks and he's got audiobooks. So he's got it every which way that you can possibly have a book. So I think that's amazing as well. So Jerron, thank you so much, and everyone, please be well, and until next time,
have a blessed, amazing day. Peace. Thank you so much.